Okay, we're going to start the new perek. Going back to the inyan of shlichus, so we're going to focus a little bit on shlichus va'aveva. That's what the Rishonim elaborate on here. So the Mishnah says as follows: Hashliach she'osa shlichusoi. Balabai is mal. If the shliach did what the balabas told him to do, then the balabayis is the one that's over me'ila. Loyoso shlichusoi, hashliach mal. If he doesn't do the shlichus that he was given, then he himself is mal. Ketza, oma loytein baso lochim. V'nasan lohem kiko kovet. I'm sorry, v'nasan lohem kovet, v'nasan lohem boso ashliach ma. Because he didn't do what the Balabas told him. Balabas told him to give meat, and he went ahead and he gave a liver. And liver is not something which people call meat. It's like this that the shliach went and he changed the shlichus, and therefore the shliach is moel. Omo lo yitenem chaticho chaticho v'hu oimel tlu shtayim. The Balabas told him, give one each, and he gave two. V'heim notlu shalosh, kula mal. Then all of them are moel. Balabas, shliach, and the people that are eating. Because each one has a little bit of themselves in the shlichus. Okay, so the main chiddush here in the Mishnah is that shlichus works here. There are two distinct reasons why shlichus should not work. Number one, ain shliach l'dvar avera. That we have in Kol HaTorah Kula. That's reason number one, why shlichus should not work at all. Reason number two why shlichus should not work is that up until now we learned there are two types of me'ila. Right? There's me'ila of hanoah. Right? They're very, very distinct, these two me'ilas. There's me'ila of hanoah, where you benefit from something that belongs to Hekdesh. And then there's mi'ila of where somebody goes ahead and takes it out of the domain of Hekdesh. That's Yitzhi Mirshus Hekdesh. And Yitzhi Mirshus Hekdesh is a whole different type of mi'ila. That's you taking it out of the domain. And there you don't need Hana. There the fact that you took it out of the domain of Hekdesh, you chayef for mi'ila. And as we learned the last couple of weeks, there's a big tzad to say that the two are completely independent to such a degree that it could be that the amount that you pay back will be entirely different. We had. If you take it out of the domain of Hekdesh, you have to pay for the whole thing, even if the Hanoah is less. And if you just had Hanoah, then you only have to pay for the Hanoah value of that you got. So if we're dealing with a Me'ila of Hanoah, then there's a new reason why Shlichus wouldn't work. Even if Me'ila wouldn't be an Avera, there's a rule in the whole Shas. You can't associate Reuven's Hanoah to Shimon. That's a separate issue. That's in the Gemara in Kiddush and Daf Membeis in the Sugi of Shlichus, the Gemara uses that as a separate issue. Meaning you cannot have Reuven has Hanoah by something which is an Isra Hanoah. That Reuven has Hanoah and Shimon is Chayiv. That can't be. And the simple reason is because if the Isser is reflected by the Hanoah, and you didn't have Hanoah, so you didn't experience the Isser. The Isser is the experiencing of the Hanoah. So these are two separate nekudos of why there shouldn't be shlichus by me'ila. But in fact, there is shlichus by me'ila. The Gemara is now going to deal with a different issue. The Gemara is not dealing with this issue. The Gemara is dealing with an issue of, well, chayre, there shouldn't be shlichus here at all. Once the shlich deviates from what the Balabas said, there shouldn't be shlichus at all. Why is it that the Mishnah says they're all mayal? The Mishnah says, Balabas says, give him one piece. He goes and he gives them and says, take two pieces. They take three. So the Mishnah basically is obligating each one for their added piece. The shlich is chayre for saying, take two. So he's mayal in that extra one. And they, who took the third piece, they're moil for their addition. So basically, the way the Mishnah sees it is, Balabas is Moel, Shliach is Moel. Balabas is Moel because Al-Lagabi, the one piece, he's my Shliach. The Shliach is Moel because Lagabi, the second piece, he's not a Shliach of the Balabas. And the people that are eating are like his Shluchim, Lagabi, piece number two. And piece number three, the people that are eating are their own independent eaters. And they're higher for that. That's the way the Mishnah reads. So the Gemara, the focus of the Gemara is on the fact that the Shlichah should be broken up because they didn't do what the Balabas said. And we'll see. The Gemara says, Man tana de kol milsa de mimlech alei shliach tarti mili. Havya. Who's the opinion that says that anything which the Shliach would come back and ask, that's already called a separate min? Meaning, liver is still in the meat family, but it's something a shliach would come back. If you sent a shliach to get you meat and he only found liver, he'll come back and say, what do you think about liver? He's not going to just buy it. So that's enough to qualify something to be called something different. The Mishnah is saying that's pshat in the Mishnah. Because otherwise, if the shliach gives liver, it should be an extension of the shlichus that you gave. You told him to give meat, he gave liver. Obviously, the Mishnah holds that these are two different minim. That's the Gemara's question. Our Mishnah is not like Rabbi Akiva. Because we learned that Nan Anoidim and Ayerek Mutar Bidaluim, Rabbi Akiva Isa. Somebody makes a nether on vegetables, he's allowed to have gourds. And Rabbi Akiva says no. The reason why Rabbi Akiva says no is because he holds, since a shliach would come back and ask you, that's enough for it to be called the same min, meaning it's the opposite. If I send you out to buy a piece of meat and you found a hammer, you're not going to come back and tell me you found a hammer. Should you buy a hammer instead of the meat? So in a way, the fact that you come back and say, I found liver, that shows that liver is associated with meat. So there's a machlokes tanoim, if that loose association, the fact that a shliach would come back and ask me, should I get the liver, is that enough to make it into one min or not? Now Rabbi Kiva holds that not only doesn't it make it into two minim, adrabe. The fact that a shliach would come back and tell me, you know, I didn't find A, but I found B, shows that B is similar to A. And therefore, when you make a nether, it includes anything which can possibly replace A. And B could replace A. But Haraya, a shliach would come back and say, I didn't find A, should I replace it with B? So the Gemara says, so l'chayra our Mishnah that considers liver and meat two minim, and therefore puts the whole brunt of the me'ilah on the shliach, must hold that it's two minim. The Gemara says, Oma abay oma filutem Rabbi Akiva. This could be Rabbi Akiva. Milo boi lamluche. Rabbi Akiva is just saying that when you make a nether, it includes anything which the shliach would come back and ask you. But he still has to come back and ask you. And if he doesn't, then he takes responsibility. So basically, the Gemara's teretz is so poshut, we'll have to see what the Havamin is. Right? The Gemara's teretz is so poshut. What was the Gemara thinking of the Havamin? Here we're dealing with shlichus. Right? So, and in Meseches Nedarim, there's a machlokes tanoim. If something which the shlich would have to come back and check with you, is that included in the nether? Right? But the whole case is a case where the shlich has to come back and check with you. And here he didn't. Here the shliach just went and gave liver. So the whole Havamin of the Gemara is a plea. Abaye says that this Abaye is Eitzah. L'chor Abaye is Eitzah, so poshut, what was the Gemara's Havamin? What was the Gemara even thinking? So we'll see. Anyway, the Gemara says like this, Kemur banakami derova, Omu shapa kama nachmeni, he's right. Mantana de polach alei de Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel. The sanya anoidim and abosa also bekomine abosa. He's also in all meats. Also, beroish, beraglayim, bekonef, the windpipe, bekovei, the liver, belay, the heart, also bebasa, eifos, umuta bebasa, dogim, vachagovim. He's allowed to have fish, and chagovim, rashbag, mata, beroish, beragolim, bekonef, bekovei, bebeifos, bedogim. Dogim, vachagovim is taken out. Vachene, yashbag, oimer, kibayim, lav, basarhein, the intestines is not considered meat. Vachleim, lav, barinish. If you eat it, you're not like a human being. Tanakame, because the person would replace chicken meat for regular meat. He says the Gemara, the person would ask also if I could replace the meat with fish. That should also be included. Amar Popeh, we're talking about Yemakoza Askinim, we're talking about a day that a person had a bloodletting procedure. And the day that you have bloodletting, then there was a danger to take meat, fish meat. And therefore, you wouldn't be making an edder from fish meat. That's something you wouldn't entertain to eat. A person doesn't eat bird meat either the day of bloodletting. If somebody let blood, had blood let out of them, and then they ate meat, chicken, bird meat, their heart will flutter like a bird's heart. They will have a quick heartbeat. We're talking about when a person had a problem with his eyes. Okay, that's it. Says the Gemara, the shliach changed the mission when he gave extra. We have a raya from our Mishnah. Omar Rav Sheshes, no. The Omar Shliach told Achas Midai Toi, V'Achas Midai Ti. Very strange, Rav Sheshes is a Kimta. And then the Gemara goes ahead and explains why. Rav Sheshes says, you're right. Our Mishnah, if Taka, if the Shliach just went and he added, then the Halacha maybe should be that there's no Me'ilah at all on the Balabayas. Because the shliach, by him adding, he's on his own road. I told you one. Once you gave more than one, you're not connected to me. Now everything you do is your responsibility. The Gemara says, but here it's different because the shliach explicitly told the person who took the meat, listen, one, the Baal HaBos gave me permission to give you. The other one, I'm doing it myself. How does that change it? Poshet, you learn, most of our shlichus is not a shliach is because I only gave you a right to give one piece. And it's on the condition that you listen to me that you're my shliach. Once you don't listen to me, I don't care what a lamdan you are, it's a practical svara. L'chayr the svara is not a lamdish svara, right? It's a practical svara. Practical svara is, when I appoint you to be my shliach, either you do as I say, or you're not my shliach. That's the bottom line. So now the guy's a briska. Basically, the shliach is a briska. He's not going to listen to me, but he's going to make it into a lamdisha story. He's going to say, listen, Lagabi one piece, I am listening to him. I'm just like a kid, something you hear from your kids. Right? Lagabi piece A, I'm doing it off what he told me. Lagabi piece B, that is what I'm doing. And the Gemara says, the Gemara is very happy with that. The Gemara is very happy with that. That's a great smell. The Gemara says, Ma'od the Tema, I would say he's being Oiker to Shlichus. Kamash one, that he's not being Oiker to Shlichus. What changed? Does anybody hear a swallow to this? Does anybody hear a swallow? What? We're not talking about Mila. The Gemara is applying the rule that we have in Shas. Shliach Shemoisif al Das Palabayas, where I tell the Shlich to do A, and he does A and B. There's a Machlekes. Bavli, Yerushalmi, if the shlichus now gets cut off. The svar why it gets cut off is because when I told you to do A, it's on a condition that you do A. If you're going to do B also, I don't want to be associated with you. So now you come and you say, you know what? I'm going to do A and B, but I'm going to go and make a lomda shechiluk. I'm going to make an amira that lagabi A, I'm doing al the balabayas, and lagabi B, I'm doing on my own. If you go sell that to the balabayas. You go sell that back to the Balabayas. Balabayas says, fly a kite. If you're not listening to me, you're not my shliach. I don't want lamdas. I dafka wanted a balabata shliach. I'm not looking for a lamda. I'm looking for a guy who listens to the shlichus. The shlichus was, give him one piece of meat. Now, on the tzad, that if you gave them two pieces of meat, the shlichus would be bottled. That would be because the Balabas comes back and he goes, you didn't do what I wanted from you. Let me ask you a shaila. The Gemara in the Elul Metzias.
Isn't it similar to the case of the Rabbanu King and the
Shliach
said the
Baba
didn't want
this,
he gave better stuff?
It's exactly. You see, it's
a
Gevaldik.
And there.
And over there we say Taka. What do we say by Truma? We say that if a Shliach, Imeinu Yedeh Das Balabayas, Teirem Bebeinim. Right? You take Truma from the average. Right? Now, if you did Pichei Sassol or Heisif Sassol, right, it's the Shaila Vistum. If the Balabos comes back and he says, klachet zul yafis, you should have gone to the nicer ones. So imnin zul yafis mehen truma say truma. Im loinin zul yafis mehen ain't truma say truma. Now, why is ain't truma say truma? Because the balabas doesn't want you to be a shliach. We don't say, well, let the truma be chal on echem mechamishim. No. The balabas was masking that you should be a shliach if you're going to do echem mechamishim. If you're going to do echad me'arbaim, the balabas doesn't want to hear from you. There's no, the balabas is not interested in lamdas. L'chayra, I'm just telling you, l'chayra, the shayla of moisif al shlichas shal balabayis, if you're shlich or not, is whether the balabayis' das is to associate with you if you didn't listen to him. So, you didn't listen to him. So, how did the Gemara get out of the problem? L'chayra, the Gemara didn't get out of the problem. The Rambam makes it even more complicated.
When the Balabai says give one, is it implicit in that? Give one and no more than one?
Obviously.
He's saying
obviously.
He's going exactly against the
Balabai. Obviously. Yeah, that's not even a question. Everybody's asking me going against the Balabai. The Shaila is, do I still remain the Shliach on the one? That's the Shaila. So the Gemara wants to say that even if you normally would hold that you disassociate with the Balabai, but here, because you said I'm doing one for the Balabais and one for you, who cares what you... What I'm trying to say is, who are you to be a lamdan? The Balabas is the one who was mamani you a shlich. He makes conditions of the shlichas. And you're coming and giving him a yeshivish yisfar. That's really what's happening here in the Gemara. The guy's like, okay, let me put on my hat for one. For piece number one, I'm putting my shlich hat. And now I take my hat off, I'm putting on my other hat. My thief hat, my ganav hat for piece two. The Balabas says, I authorize you for one piece. If you're not doing one piece, you get out of here. So the whole thing is very, very strange. That's not what happened. If that's what happened, the Gemara wouldn't have had a problem altogether. What happened is the Shliach went to the people, he said, take two pieces. He didn't say take one piece, and they took one piece. And then he said, in his authorization to tell the people to take, he said, listen, take two pieces, one for him and one on my behalf. If it happened one after the other, we wouldn't even have a kasha. By the way, that's a very good point you're raising. In Gan Shas, everybody hears what Joey's saying, in Gan Shas, Avadi, you're right. If a shliach would do one thing, would do A, and then after he did A, he would do B, there wouldn't be a shaila anywhere in Shas. We're talking about only a case where the shliach in one shot does both. That's what's happening here. The only thing is, the shliach, in his authorization, he's making a lundashir barrier between his thing and the balabos's thing. That would be no difference than a guy being mafis truma. Balabos tells him, take 1/50th. He takes 1/40th. And he says, in the safrosha lies, you know, part the balabos' das, part my das. I'm mafis truma now. Wouldn't make a difference. Not chal. What? Let's get something clear. If the Gemara would answer your terrace, I wouldn't have a problem. It doesn't answer your terrace. So you can't give me alternative to listen to the Gemara. The Gemara doesn't say, you know what, over here there's no problem. The Gemara doesn't say, you know what, over here there's no problem of Moisev Adas Balabayas because here it's hectish. Then we'd be in easy land. But that's not what the Gemara says. The Gemara says, you know what? Normally, Moisev Adas Balabayis is not. And Tak, if the Shliach here would have gone, take two pieces, the Shliachis would have been bottled. That's what the Gemara is saying. If the Shliach would have said, take two pieces, would have been bottled. That's what the Gemara here is saying. However, here there was a Nusach. The guy came out from London. He didn't just say, take two pieces of meat. He said, take one piece out this and one piece out that. That's along the shawaiter. Has nothing to do with anything. It shouldn't make any. It's a practical. What I'm saying is the Gemara is mixing practical lumdus with theoretical lumdus, and we're making it into one big chon. There's a ragachover. There's a ragachover gun like this in Meseches Makis. And the ragachover gun tries to explain why over there it's brought down that if the shliach adds a lash, right? If the shliach bezdin adds a lash. He goes to Golos. If the guy dies, he goes to Golos. And the Ragachover Gon what goes into the Indian over there, and his, of course, in his couple of words, Kedarkei B'Kodesh, the Ragel Shofar says, L'chayra, this should be totally the Machloikas and Shas, if a Shliach that adds to the mission, if he's not a Shliach. Meaning, the Ragel Shofar is bothered if the Shliach goes and he gives 40 Makas, the first 39, he was a Shliach Bezna. Right? Now, if the guy dies at 40, it should be no different than somebody who, if you have a bunch of people hit somebody, so the Gemara says over there that it's a machlekes, if all of them share the blame, it's not just the last guy. So the Ragachev is bothered, l'chayr, if he's a shliach bezdin on the 39, he shouldn't go to Golis, necessarily. So the Ragachev says over there in Makis, he says no. He says, ain't it Malkus? Like in two words. What the Ragachev basically means is, by Malkus, it's 39 is Malkus. Or if Bezdin assesses him to get 18, so 18 is Malkus, right? If you give 19, it's not Malkus. It's a unit. Either you do Malkus or not, you're just hitting the guy. So once the Shliach manipulates the number, it's not Malkus anymore. Something new. So now it's time. The Shliach Bezdin took the law in his own hands and he started beating a guy up. Okay, so he has to go to Golis. That's how the Ragachev understands it. But this is that's by Malkus, you could say, Alom de Shavar. Here, we're not dealing with Alom de Shavar, we're dealing practical. Okay. Now, getting back to the beginning of the sugya, like we said, the main chiddush in our mission is two chiddushim. Chiddush number one is that yesh shlich l'dvar avera. L'chayr, we should say, ein shlich l'dvar avera. Here, the sugya doesn't go into that. But that's one big chiddush. And chiddush number two is that l'chayr, if it will be a me'ilah of hana, so we have a rule in all of Shas, Zenen of Zemischayev Loyamrina. If Reuven has Hano, then Shimon can't be Chayev, because the Hano doesn't connect from Reuven to Shimon. Doesn't connect. So, if you take a look in the Ma'am Makemis, we brought down the Rav and the Rambam. Both of them go out of their way to tell us something which is l'chayr misnagei the Gemara. Because the Gemara in Kedushin, the Gemara is bothered what happened to Shliach L'Dvar Aver, and the Gemara says that Me'ilah there's Yesh Shliach L'Dvar Aver. By Me'ilah there is Yesh Shliach L'Dvar Aver. And the Gemara says, how do we know? The Gemara says, we learned it out of Pasuk. It says by Me'ilah Chet, says the word Chet, and by Truma, it says V'loy Sisu Olav Chet, uses the word chet. So it's chet mi me'ila. So just like shlichus works by truma, shlichus works by me'ila. If you look in the Rav mi bal tenura, right away he's bothered what happened to shlich l'dvar avera. So the Rav mi bal tenura says, balabai is small, the b'me'ila yei shlich l'dvar avera. Right? By me'ila there's a shlich l'dvar avera. And in the entire Torah, ain't shlich l'dvar avera. So this is unique. Only by me'ilah is yesh shlich l'dvar avera. Right? And then he says, mishum d'chsiv bo v'oshmo ha'nefesh ahi, mi sheshogag t'chilo, t'aynu ha'mishaleach. Now he throws a whole new thing out to us. He says that you should know that the reason why there's Yesh Shliach L'Dvar Avera by Me'ila is because the Torah uses a lashon V'oshmo ha'nefesh ahi mi sheshogag b'tchila. The Torah puts the blame on the first one, meaning here it's the Baal HaBayis. Because really there are two people that are shogeg. Right? In our case, two people are shogeg. Baal HaBayis is a shogeg, he didn't know the meat was hektish. Otherwise it wouldn't be Me'ila. So the Baal HaBayis was a shogeg, and the Shliach obviously was a shogeg. Shliach didn't know we were talking about Me'ila. So the Shliach was also a Shogeg. So you have two Shogegim here. So the Rav Mibar Tanura is saying the fact that the Torah said V'oshmo ha'nefesh ahi, that person, referring to the first one, meaning even though there was a string of Shogeg, but the blame is put on the first one. That's the Rav Mibar Tanura. Obviously, the problem is the Gemara says not like that. The Gemara says that is, we learn out of Truma. Chet, chet, mit Truma. Here the Rishonim are establishing their own new drasha. If you look, now there's another problem, by the way, with this. The Rabbi Bartanura also says the Bekola Torah Kula Ein Shlichut V'Aver. In the entire Torah, you will never find Yesh Shlichut V'Aver. The only place Yesh Shlichut V'Aver is by Me'ila. So if you look on the Tosfos Yom Tov on the side, Tosfos Yom Tov says on the fourth line, Umar Shekosov Harav U'Bekola Torah Kula Ein Shlichut V'Aver Chutz Me'ila. He says it's wrong. The af b'shlichas yad yeh shlich l'dvar avera. V'oid tficha deganav yalfin in law. Right? So he says there are three places where yeh shlich l'dvar avera. Me'ilo, by tficha u'mechirit is yeh shlich l'dvar avera, which means if a ganav goes ahead and he has an animal slaughtered, the animal that he stole slaughtered, even though he didn't do the shchit himself, he's chayev dalav v'hei, he's chayev to pay as though he slaughtered it. That's also the Dvar Aver. And by Shlichas Yad, if I'm a Shomer and I'm watching something and I use a third party to do Shlichas Yad on the Pikotin that I'm watching, I'm also Chayef for Gneva. So the first question that they ask on the Rav, Mibar Tanura, is that L'Chor, it's not true. It's not the only place. Now besides for that, he says, Umar Shekosov HaRav. And this that the Rav Mibar Tanura gave the reason. T'mahane, he says. I don't understand it. The Beperek Beis the Kedushin, Yalfin on Chet Chet Mitruma. We learn it from Truma. Ma Truma Meshavi Shliach, Af Shliach, Af Me'ilo Meshavi Shliach. Anyway. So this is the... This is the Tosfos Yom Tov's Nekuda. Okay, so there are two problems with the Rav Mibar Tanura. One is that his rule, the rule that he gives is not accurate. He says the only time we find Yesh Shlichut Dvar Avera is by Me'ila, and that's not true. You have Me'ila by Shlichus Yad, if a person is shamed or something, and he uses a third party to steal the item, he's chayev. Similarly, if a person steals something and he has it shechted, he's chayev dalet v'heit v'shliach. And the second question is, why is the Rav Bar Tanura creating his own drasha? When the Gemara in Kiddushin learns it out, chet chet metrum. We're going to get back to this, so keep it close. The Rambam, if you look at the Rambam in the Pirush Mishnayos, the Rambam says, also the same thing. Afa pi sheikar etzleinu, or ikar biyadeinu. Ein shliach l'dvar avera, there's no shliach for an avera. Avu b'me'ilo im shogag balabayis v'tziva l'shliach l'topo b'nichzei hektish. V'nitfar ha'shliach k'moy sh'tziva v'lo yoga, gam kem v'lo yishinu shum dover mikom ha'shem etztave. Harei balabayis mo. And then he says, because u'tziva somach zeh, he commanded him and he relied on him. There's a smachzel mashenema v'oshmo ha'nefesh ahi. He also brings the same drosh as the Rav Mibar Tanura. Very strange that the Rishonim here have chosen their own little drosh, not like it says in the Gemara. The Gemara learns out chet chet mitruma. So it's and also the Rambam here also says he seems to hold that this is the only place where ein shliach l'dvar avera. If you look in the Rambam in Hilchos Me'ilah, which is also here in the Ma'amar Makanis, the Rambam does the same thing. If you look at Perek Zayin Halacha Beis, I'll read it for you. The Rambam says, "Bamevo Mamurim Kishohoyu Achatichos Mikotche Berek Abayis." Says the Rambam like this: this din of our Mishnah, that if you tell a messenger to go and eat the meat or give the meat over to the people to eat, you're chayev. That is Yesh Shlichut Dvar Avera, that's only by Me'ila. But if there's another Isser, besides for Me'ila, that's happening, then we don't say it. Because then the Yesh Shlichut Dvar Avera disconnects it. So in other words, this is Tama Shaila. Whenever we say Yesh Shlichut Dvar Avera, there are two ways to look at it. One way to look at it is, when I command the Shlich, I mean the Gemara says the reason is, Divrei Arav, Divrei Atama, Divrei Mishen. That's the Gemara. The Gemara says the reason why the shlichus doesn't work is because I'm telling the shlich to listen to me. The Rebbeinu Shlomo is telling him not to do it. So he has no right to listen to me. That's why he's not my shliach. So there are two ways to learn the Gemara. One is poetically, and one is actually, to learn it the way it's read. Very, very literally, the way the Gemara is read. So the literal title of the Gemara is that if I tell a shliach to do something, and the Rabban Hashem told him to do differently, he shouldn't be listening to me. He should be listening to Rabban Hashem. So now if he goes and does it, he can't point to me, because he shouldn't have listened to me. That's the posture of the Taich. In law, there is such a thing as well, meaning there are certain things that a person can put the blame on the person that sent him, provided that the thing that they did was something that they could have possibly been ignorant to the crime. Obviously, if John tells Chris to murder somebody, he wouldn't be able to stand up in court and say I'm a shliach. I mean, he could say it, but it's not going to do anything. So that's the type of lumdus. Or is it that the avera disconnects the shlichus? It's not that we're looking at the shliach and telling the shliach, you know, you shouldn't have listened to him. Since the Rabban Hashem said that thing can't be done, so I have no ability to create such a shlichus. There's a big difference between the two ways to look at it. Let's say I tell Reuven to do something that's an avera, right? But in it, also there's something which is not an avera. I go ahead and I tell Reuven, go be mekadosh and isha for me on Shabbos. Yeah, which is an isha. You're not a mekadosh and isha on Shabbos. Mekadosh and isha peace is mutter. B'Shabbos is also. So if we say divrei Arav, divrei Talmud, divrei Mishamin means that we look at the shliach and we say, you're not really his shliach, because you shouldn't have taken him seriously. You listen to Rabban Shalom. So then the whole shlichus is bottle. The kedushin is also bottle. Even though technically the kedushin piece of it is not the yisr, was the Shabbos piece. The kedushin is not the yisr. Kol shekain the kol shekain. If it has no shachas, it's not, it happens to be, it happened to happen on Shabbos. It happened to be an yisr. So then only the part that's the yisr is going to get knocked off. But if we say that he's not my shliach, then even the part that's mutter is off. So the Rambam holds that divrei Arav, there's another difference. I'll tell you another difference.
No.
I'm saying it's like this. If you hold that divrei Arav, divrei Talmud, divrei Mishaimin makes that the minui, the appointment to the shliach, is like void, because he shouldn't be listening to me. So when I go and I appoint him to do something for me, it's like it's the appointment is canceled. Because he has somebody else, so he has the Rabban Shalom appointing him not to do it.
So
there's nothing. It's a zero. But if you learn that Ein Shlich Dvar Avera just means that the Shlich shouldn't have listened to me regarding the Avera because Hashem told him not to do it, so therefore he takes the blame of the Avera, that's not a reason to disassociate the Heter part of it to me. Right? Simple. So we're getting to this case. Now, another difference in Halacha would be, what happens if the shliach is a shoygig? I tell a shliach to do something that he doesn't know is an avera. Okay? So if you learn that divrei Arav, divrei Talmud means that since there's a higher authority here that's telling the shliach not to do it, so he shouldn't be listening to me. That's only as far if the shliach knows it's wrong. But if the shliach is a shoygig, there's no reason why he shouldn't take me seriously. He doesn't know. Then we should say Yesh Lech Levar Vera, which is the sheet of Tosfos. Tosfos holds that if the Shliach is a Shoygig, anytime, I'm not talking about by Meila, I'm talking about in Kol HaTerakula, I appoint the Shliach to do something which is an Avera, and he doesn't know it's an Avera. He doesn't know it's an Avera. So Tosfos holds, then we should say Yesh Lech Levar Vera. Because Tosfos takes the Gemara very literally. Divrei Arav, Divrei Talmud, Divrei Mishayman. I mean, why did you listen to me? You shouldn't have taken me serious. So therefore, it's like just like if I was mamani you and I was joking, you shouldn't take me seriously. So I was mamani you to do an avera. It's a joke.
That's the case where he says, take that flat, pay my mouth foot, right?
Exactly. So that's Tois Vashita. That's Tois Vashita. If, however, you learn that Divrei Arav, Divrei Talmud, Divrei Mishayman doesn't mean literal. It means conceptual. It means that If the Rabbi Shalom said that you're not allowed to do such a thing, right? So then you cannot, you don't have the ability to sanction such a shlichus. So it doesn't matter if he's a sheikh. It's not going to work anyway. You follow? In other words, I cannot sanction the shlichus that the Rabbi Shalom doesn't let. The shlichus is all under the banner of what I can do, what the Rabbi Shalom allows me to do. Whatever the Rabbi Shalom doesn't allow me to do, I can't empower somebody else to do. So then it would even be a shaking. So just go back to that Tosfos Yom Tov for a second, Tosfos Yom Tov that we started with, the Rav Mibar Tanura. So Tosfos Yom Tov there brings down Tosfos, that Tosfos is bothered, why do we need any psukim? Why do we need a pasuk by Mi'ila that Yesh Shliach Levar Aver? We shouldn't need a pasuk. The Shliach is a shaking. The case is that not the Baal HaBos knows it's hektish, right? And not the Shliach knows it's hektish. So what do you need a pasuk b'chlal? You shouldn't need a pasuk that Yesh Shliach Levar Aver. So if you look at the Rav Mibar Tanura, the Tos Yom Tov, he says, V'atoyfis tomu shom, the lomo tzorich kro klal l'me'ilah. The b'shoigeg lo yishayich l'meima divrei harav, divrei hatam, divrei mishayich. Because the guy's a shoigeg. So therefore, you don't even need the rule altogether. You shouldn't need the rule, b'chlal, that chet chet metruma, to override the concept of ein shliach l'dvar aveir. You shouldn't need that. V'atoyz v'stomu shom, my tzorko, the Tos says, v'tilksu d'hocha mayri afilu nizkar ha-shliach, d'mo'ar balabayis. Tosfos is saying that when do you need the pasuk by Mi'ilah? If the shliach remembered before he did it, he remembered that it was hektish, the shliach. So now the shliach's amazing. So now there is a divrei harav, divrei hatam, divrei mishen, which should disassociate the shliach from the mishalayach. Still in all, chet chet metrumah. I want you to keep that in mind, that idea. So again, so according to Tosfos, we would only need this chiddush of Yesh Shliach L'Dvar Aveira by Mi'ila in a case where the shliach remembered. But in a case where the shliach was a shegig, anyway there would be a din of Yesh Shliach L'Dvar Aveira. Now we still have our original problem, which is that by Hanoh we don't say the shliach is at all. So if the Mi'ila was happening through Hanoh, there shouldn't be shlichus anyway. That we touched on a couple of shiurim ago, that discussion. Anyway, comes the Rambam, getting back to our Rambam. So the Rambam comes and he says, listen, if there was another Isser besides for Me'ilah, in other words, Basar Oila is, you're not allowed to eat anyway, it's Kol Tia. There's a lav to eat the meat of an Oila. A Kohen can't eat, nobody can eat it. So if when I sent the guy to Shliach, it happened to have also been Basar Oila, the Rambam says the whole shlichus is gone. Zok the Rambam, Pamet vorm amurim b'shohoyu shteachatichois mikol sheberek abayis. Avol im hoya basar oilu ki yaitzeboi, says the Rambam, loy mo'al elo ho'oichel b'uvad. Only the one that eats it gets mealy. You know why? Because now we revert back to the rule of ein shlich l'dvar avera. Chet chet mitruma engages the shliach as far as Mi'ilah is concerned. Right? That engages. But now there's another aver. The aver of kol tia, the lav of eating oila, that disengages the shliach. Sharei uchayiv b'isa acher yeser al ha-mi'ilah. And now the Rambam makes the generic statement. U'bekol ator kulo ein shliach l'dvar avera elo b'mi'ilah levado. You can't get a more exclusive Rambam than this. He says in the entire Torah, "Ein shliach l'dvar aveira elo b'mi'ilah b'uvado." Shelo yisarev imo iser acher. Once there's another iser involved, now we go back to the rule of ein shliach l'dvar aveira. So this Rambam is a fascinating Rambam on so many different fronts. But number one, I think the biggest chiddush in this Rambam is that the rule of ein shliach l'dvar aveira disassociates the shliach completely from the act that you were mamana him, and therefore, since it disassociates the shliach from that act, so therefore, even the part that there is shlichus, Like here, Lagabi Meila, there's Yeshlichud Varavera. But since as far as oil is concerned, Yeshlichud Varavera, so that breaks the link. And once the link is broken, it's broken completely. Even the piece that normally would work, which was our example we gave, if you send a shlich to do something for you, which has a mutter thing and an osur thing, does the mutter part of it connect? So the Rambam is saying no. The Rambam is saying that Mehila doesn't connect. Now that's a tremendous chiddush. Mibachutz, that's a tremendous chiddush, because we seem to find other places in Shas where that doesn't hold water with the Rambam himself, namely Geneva. By Gneiv, if you send a shliach to go and do, to steal, you send a shliach to do tzvichu mechilah, and you do that on Shabbos, so it's still going to be yesh lichud va'aver. And over there you have another aver. It's Shabbos. Besides for stealing, it's Shabbos. Here the Rambam is found in Hilchos Gneiv. First of all, when the Rambam brings down this halach in Hilchos Gneiv, of yesh lichud varvera, he doesn't say at all yesh lichud varvera. He just says it works. Also, shliach lishchoit loy v'shochat loy ashliach. Says the Rambam, afilu shochat b'Shabbos, harei aganov chayev b'tashlum min abo v'chamisha. Ukvar bi'anu shashechet al yidei shliach chayev b'tashlum. So no, there were two outstanding issues here. Number one, for some reason, the Rambam only makes this whole dance that yesh lichud varver by Meila. Not only does he say this is the only place where yesh lichud varver, when he comes to Hilchos Geneva and he brings down that yechayev if he uses shliach, he doesn't even say anything about shlichud varver. It goes unnoticed. He says yechayev even if you do al yidei achar. He doesn't say, oh, this is yesh lichud varver. No, just straight. Besides for that, the Rambam says clearly that even if the shliach did it on Shabbos, there's still a yesh shliach v'aver. Now, one can arguably say, and some want to say this, that the Rambam here in Hilchos Geneiv is only in a case where I didn't tell him to do it Shabbos. The shliach on his own decided to do it on Shabbos. It's not that I told him to do it on Shabbos. Einachanami, maybe if I would have told the shliach, you know what, I want you to do it on Shabbos, then that would get cancelled. And once that would get canceled, the Geneva thing would get canceled too, just like Meila. But the reason why I'm saying that that's unlikely is because A, the Rambam makes no mention of it. No mention at all of it. And not only that, when the Rambam really brings it in, he should at least say, Bamed Vom Amurim. Nothing. He goes, it's simple, he says. Kva biyano, sha'ashechet al-yidei shliach chayev v'tashlum. An end of story. All I'm telling you is that that's a good shaila. That's what we have to get our hands on here. That's what we have to get our hands on. Maybe there's a difference, even though the Gemara in Kedushin puts together shliach v'aver by meila, by shlichas yad, by tficha mechira. Maybe there's a difference, and maybe that will shed light on the whole sugya, perhaps on what's going on here. But anyway, this is what the Rambam says. So again, our difficulties here are primarily. Why the Rishonim had a need here to give their own drasha and didn't stick to the Chet Chet Metruma. We had Tosfos issue. Why don't we say over here Shogeg anyway, Yesh Lichud Varver by every Shogeg? If you say Divrei Av, Divrei Talmud is only that. And then we have a problem with the Rambam and the Rav saying that Mi'ila is the only time we find Shlichus Yad and Shlichud Varver. In the whole Torah. And the Tosfos Yomtiv wants to say, well, maybe the Rav, it's a cloud, but he doesn't mean it always. The Rambam, I feel, you cannot put that into the Lashon HaRambam. He says, "Ein shliach ravera ela b'meila b'levada." I mean, you can't say that. The Rambam is very clear that this is the only time there's a shliach. So we brought down here a ktsos in Reish Tzadi Beis in the Maor Mekoymus. This is a very yesodistic ktsos. And the ktsos really is based on a marit. He goes in detail into the din of Ein Shliach L'Dvar Avera. And the concept, if you look, David, he touches upon Yosfar as well. V'ayin shom b'toisvus mi'ila, nosnei al gabi ha'koif. Right, this is something we already discussed in the past, that there are times, first of all, you have the Nesivus. The Nesivus holds that on an act, on a maisa, you can make a shliach. And it's a whole wherever you can make a shliach on an act, it's a whole different concept. Then there's no problem of ein shliach dvar avera. There's no problem of ein shliach lekatan. The problem of ein shliach lekatan, ein shliach dvar avera is only where the shliach is on the chalois. That's the Nesivus's concept here. But the Ktzos brings down this possibility, and this I have a marit here in Kiddushin also, and the marit says like this: Ha de goli kra. I'm reading you now the Lashon HaMarit. The b'shlichus yad chayev al yedei shliach lav midin shlichusu. He says this, that we find that if you go and you set, if you're watching, if Reuven is watching Shimon's item and he goes and he shalech yad, he steals it, or he sends somebody else to steal it, he's chayev. That's not midin shlichus. Says the Marit, Elo, he says, midin pshia. He says, when you're a shomer, you're chayiv if you were negligent. So when I go and I tell somebody else to go and take this item, shaleich yad, I'm being posheya in my shmira. So I don't have to come on to that there's a link between me and him. It's a pshia. I'm chayiv for pshia. He goes on to say as follows: the chen ha de mechayev betficha al yedei achar. This is the bigger chiddush, okay? Because by shomer it's something we can all swallow. Makes sense. You're a shomer. Your job is to watch, and negligence makes you chayev. So if I tell somebody else to go take the item, obviously that's the highest level of negligence. Then he says like this. By tvichu mechira, lam midin shlichusu. Elam mishum shenene meagneva shenitvicha b'shviloi. He says the reason why you chayev by tvicha and mechira is nothing to do with shlichus. The Torah went and said, if you steal an animal and then you take it to the next level, you benefit from the gneva to the level that you shechted it. You chayev dalad vehei. He says, doesn't make a difference who you use to get that. They're just facilitating your further use of the gneva. Basically, the Torah says, if you steal something, you chayev kefil, you chayev double. If you shecht it, if you use it to the level that you get it slaughtered, then you chayev dalet v'heh. So what basically the Marit is saying, that's not me doing shlichus. That's not that he's my shlich. It's that this is the way I'm using the gneva. I'm using the stolen item to the level that I'm having it shechted for me. That's why you chayev. This is the Marit. And he says, "Ferak b'meilo chiyuvoi mitam shlichus to shluchos shel adam kamoisei. V'rivsa toira d'meilo chol ha'shlichus al mishalech." That's this is the Marit. If you look over here in Maseches Meila in the Kilos Yankif, in the stipler, he says a very similar idea, and he brings down, he's medayik like that from the Haflor in Ksubis. This idea, this concept. This concept basically means that Me'ilah is the only place where there's actually a link between the Mishaleach and the Shliach. By Gneva, it's not a link. By Gneva, the Torah holds you responsible for the slaughtering of the animal If you authorized it, it doesn't make a difference. You used a monkey, you'd also be chayev. If a monkey shchita would be a shchita. Same thing, oh, that's the rule that they want to give. Now obviously there's a tremendous question on this. Because the whole case is being built around the fact that by tfichu mechiri you'd be chayev even if you sent a chereshayt of a cut. It's not shlichus. Obviously it enlightens the Rambam. That's why the Rambam comes and he says, b'cho atar kulo le'matzinu shlichut v'arveira, only over here. It's very good, the Rambam.
That's the whole limud of shlichut v'arveira, so in case
it's from what? Right.
So it obviously is a case of shlichut, otherwise how would you...
Well, that's one problem. That's one problem. We can get around that problem. That's one problem. I mean, the Gemara seems to call shlichut v'arveira, okay? The Gemara seems to call shlichut v'arveira. You have to make a tremendous kvetch in the Gemara. You have to say that it's only by these two things that the Torah says it works, ayidei achar. Grada, why? Because it's not real shlichus. Idacharai, then call out terakul, it wouldn't work. That's part of the dre. That's how you're going to have to learn. But the bigger problem is that if we accept this approach, that me'ila is the only place where it's working midin shlichus. And the deciding factor is the fact that by tvicha mechira, even if you use the cotton, you'd be chayev, right? Because not real shlichus. So I have here a Shara Melech. The Shara Melech brings down the Marit as well. And the Shara Melech says here, in Hilchos Gneva, right on this Rambam, in Peregimel, he says, he brings down the Marit, he says, Avo zeh dovah sheyefshar. He says, you can't say the Pshat HaMarit. Sharei, ayin b'mishneh daf chof aleph. So if you turn to the Mishnah, you have it right in front of you, chof aleph. The Mishnah says clearly, black and white, that even a cheresh shoyte v'kotten, yechayev. Shilach b'yad cheresh shoyte v'kotten, imasu shlichus n'shabal abayis humal. If you look at the middle of the Mishnah, on chof aleph amir aleph, the Mishnah says clearly, shilach b'yad cheresh shoyte v'kotten, imasu shlichus n'shabal abayis humal. Black and white. So you see clearly that even by me'ilah, Chereshoyte v'kotten works. Which goes back over to what you were saying, what you were trying to bring out from the Sugya and Kedusha, which points to the direction that perhaps this is the way every Shlich Lidvar Vera works. When the Torah okays the Shlich Lidvar Vera, what the Torah in other words is saying, as long as you authorize it, we give you, in these cases, we give you responsibility. The Torah never links the actual Maisa to you, because that's not possible. That taka doesn't work. So Ein Shlichut V'Aveira is a generic rule, even by these three cases. By these three cases, the Torah associates what the outcome to you. Nothing. But the bottom line is, the Shara Melech's question is gevaldik. Shara Melech's point is we see clearly that even over here, that Shlichut V'Aveira works even by a cotton. So therefore, he says it doesn't make sense to him. So the Ksais, in this piece, in this Reish Tzadi Beis piece, if you have time to look at it later, he also touches upon this question of the Shara Melech. Because it's such an obvious pircha to the whole thing. So we have to find some other distinction between Me'ila and everywhere else. So he says like this, he says, the Ksais says he feels that Chereshoyt of a cotton, Taka, in both cases is Chayiv. By Tzvicha Mechir is Chayiv and by Me'ila is Chayiv. But there's a difference, he says. A bar das, somebody who does know what they're doing. So by tficha mechira, the bar das would be chayef. Because ain't shlich advar ver. And by ni'ila, even if the guy who did it is a bar das, he would be potter because yesh shlich advar ver. Which is very similar to what Tosfos said. Even if the shlich was amazed by ni'ila, it's going to go back to the bala boss. So Ksais is basically saying that it does get linked back to you. It does get linked back to you. That's the Ksais. Even, in other words, even when the shliach is a bar das, he's going to be potter, you're going to be chayv. Why by me'il? Only by me'il. This doesn't. That's basically the Ksais' conclusion. That this difference is true. By Gneva, by shlichus yad, it's ain't shlich l'dvar avera. It's only working there because it's associated, the outcome is associated to you. And if the person who did it was a Bar Chiyuva, they would be Chayiv and you'd be Potter. By Me'ila, even if the person's a badass who's doing the Me'ila, they're always potter, because you, it's Yesh Lichad Varver, it's your act. That's basically what he said. The problem we have here is that we're riding on two different trains that seem to contradict each other. Meaning, either we have to say this is a Din Shlichus, which is one approach. And that, the beauty of that is that it answers the Rambam and the Rav. This is the only place we Yesh Lichad Varver. But then logic would dictate Chereshet of the Cotton should not work. Right? Or we got to hop onto the other train in which we say, you know what, this is not a real Shlichus. It's really the outcome like Tfichu Mechira and Shlichus Yad. Right? And then Cotton, Chereshet of the Cotton would work. But this middle ground where it's, we're basically jumping onto two trains that are going in different directions. We're saying, you know what, by Me'ila it's real Shlichus. That's what we're saying. And then on the other side of our mouth we're saying, but by the way, if you use a chereshet of a cotton, it works anyway, because it's not the act, it's the outcome. So how are you grabbing everything in, grabbing it together? That's the difficulty I have with the Ketzes' conclusion. The Ketzes seems to be telling me that you're holding on to two things at the same time. So I want to share with you a Pnei Yeshua, and with this Pnei Yeshua we'll end, but this will really enlighten the whole sugya. I think this Pnei Yeshua. Pnei Yeshua says like this, He asked our question. I didn't tag this on because I felt you guys had enough, but if you, Pnei Yeshua is on Daf Mem Beis Amid Beis in Kiddushin, if you want to look up the Pnei Yeshua, it's on the Sugi, Daf Mem Beis Amid Beis. Pnei Yeshua reads as follows. He seems to be bothered by the kasha I just asked you. Kivon dechayiv gam b'shalei achere sheite v'kotten bal kochoch hu din mechudish gabi mile bal kochoch, it's a new din by mile v'loi mitayra shlichus, which is what I'm asking him. If it's working with chereshet of the cotton, it means it's not working midin me'ila. It can't midin shlichus. It doesn't work. In Cain, he says, so if it's not working, then it's not a din of shlichus. He says, so what does that have to do with the chet metruma? We're going to say, well, me'ila is different. Chet metruma. That's our mahalach. But then we're saying chereshet of the cotton also works, like tficho mechira. So what's going on? This is the Yeshua's kasha. He doesn't really answer this kasha, but he asked this kasha there in Kiddush. You see, he's Ma'arech HaMemez. There's a fascinating Or Sameach. The Or Sameach says an unbelievable idea, which I think now will enlighten the sugya here as well. Pnei Yeshua says like this. He says, really, we're making a mistake. Or Sameach, to answer Pnei Yeshua's kasha. He says a fascinating Amachshov. He says like this. He says that really, a chereshet of a cotton have a tremendous chesaron. They're not b'nei shlichus. In Kol HaTerekuli, you can't use a chereshet of cotton to make a shlichus. That's a problem every chereshet of a cotton has. He says, but they have a milah, like everything in this world, a chesaron and a milah. They have a milah. The milah they have, which by the way, I once found years ago, a Rabbeinu Yoel in Gittin, that mirrors this Pnei Yeshua. This Pnei Yeshua. The Rabbeinu Yoel says, we know that you can't use a goy for to write a get, even if you're God l'oymel al gabbif, even if you're on top of the goy, and you tell him, write it l'shem get, doesn't work. But by a cotton, it does work, if you're oymel al gabbif. So Rabbeinu Yoel asks, what's the difference? You know what he says? He says, since the cotton is not a badas, the cotton doesn't have his own das, so when you're oymel al gabbif, you're dictating his das. You are manipulating his das. So you are considered creating what's happening from the cotton. The cotton is like a choymer biyad hayoytzer. The cotton is doing, reacting to what you're making him do. That's why it works. By a goy, akum adayte denav shekoom. The goy does what he wants. You can't dictate what his thoughts are. Says Ben Yael, maybe a goy cotton could write a get with a goy goyman al kap. Unbelievable. Because the cotton has the same mila. The cotton is the same mila. Because now you can dictate, you can manipulate his thought process. He does. You're telling him, l'shem get. Your das is working for the cotton. He doesn't have a way to channel his own das, but you can... You're injecting the das, exactly. He needs a basic level. You can't use a toddler. You know, he needs... Yeah. No, so one second. First, let's get to this. He says like this, he says. When you send the chera shayt of the carbon to go and do the me'ilah, he says, there it works because they're doing it with your das. It's like a robot. Me'ilah, you don't have to come on to shlichus. There we look at it like you created that me'ilah from Hekdesh. I created the me'ilah, just like if I had a controlled, a radio-controlled robot. And I sent the robot in to be me'ilah b'Hekdesh. I'll be chayiv me'ilah. If you use a cotton, so the cotton is, he's a chomer b'yala yotzer. Comes to Osamech and he says, like this, he says, we'll try to post this, by the way, and I've told you, maybe we'll post Osamech. See if the people could refer, not everybody has Osamech. He says like this, he says, no, I don't have the Osamech here. All right, we'll post it later. But anyway, that Osamech says like this, he says, the cotton, he says, he's worse than a gadol. It's worse me'ilah than a gadol. Because you are actually, we have a Osamech? No, it's on Kedushin. Not on the Rambam, on the Gemara. Anyway, so he says like this, he says, by a cotton, it works as that. When you have a gadol, then the gadol has to be using shlichus. See, chet mechuma you need for shlichus. Oh, so where's the mocker for cotton? That's for oshma nefesh ahi. That's why we need this extra pasuk. We need the extra pasuk because in a case where you created the me'ilah. So really, when you have a cotton, the cotton's me'ilah is working straight as for oshma nefesh ahi. Right? Because in a case, he's not about shlichus. He's not about shlichus. Yeah, but mechatesa, that if I create a me'ilah through my shkoga, that I'm chayiv, I facilitate it through the other party. That's what Shmuel never said. As long as I created a me'ilah through, I manipulated the me'ilah through my shkoga, that would only apply to somebody who doesn't have their own shkoga. Their own shkoga is the cotton. And that's why, as a hakdoma to this parak, both the Rav and the Tosfos Yom Tov require that extra pasuk. Pasuk of Chet Chet Metruma is poshut. They require that extra pasuk. Now, the question is like this: when you have a gadol, and the gadol actually does it based on what you said, so it does that now infuse the second din too? Meaning, I have two psukim now, I have chet chet metruma, and I have the concept of v'oshma nefesh ha'i, that is based on me, I manipulated a me'ilah, so I'm chayv in that case. So l'chayra, the logic would dictate that if a gadol actually did it, just based on what you did, what you told him, that would also have that pasuk. In other words, it's true, that pasuk includes a chera shayt of a cotton that we would not have otherwise. Right? The ashma nefeshi. Now, Tosfos is gevaldik. Tosfos comes to Kedushin and says like this. If you go to a shliach and he's a shaykik, right? So what I want to suggest is that shliach now has both milas. Number one, yei shliach l'dvar veira. Right? Chet chet metruma. Number two, he doesn't know what's hektish. He's only doing it because you told him to do it. You went over to him as balabas. So you have the v'oshma nefesh ahi as well. Comes Tosfos. And Tosfos says, yeah. But if the shliach in the middle remembers, he finds out it's truma. So now we have an opposite scenario. The balabas doesn't know it's true. Doesn't know it's hektish. That's what Tosfos says. Balabas doesn't know it's hektish. You know it's hektish. And you go now and do it anyway. You're not doing it based on his manipulation. Says Tosfos, that's where you need chet chet metruma. Because where the shliach is a shaygig, and he has no idea what he's doing, so he's like a cop. You, a balabas, went and said, give him that piece of meat. He didn't know it was hektish, he knows nothing. So you manipulated the meal completely. So then, even without the chet chet metruma, there would be shlichas here. You wouldn't have to come on to shlichas. You have oshma nefesh ahi. But now, says Tosfos, now that the shliach knows what he's doing, Fakir, he knows more than the Baal HaBos, Tosfos says. The shliach now knows it's hektish. The Baal HaBos told you to do it. He didn't know it was hektish. There, says Tosfos, without the pasuk of chet chet metruma, you go ahead and give me part. What? Yeah, without, because now there's no link. That's why we need both pasukim. We need one pasuk to say, if it was manipulated through you, so then you're considered the shkaga behind the whole process. Then you're moyel behekish. That doesn't make a difference if the person's a gogol or a katan. Because then it doesn't have to come on to shlichus. If the shliach knows what he's doing, then he's creating the situation. Then there's a chiyuv mitzido. Now, when the shliach goes and he says, listen, there are two pieces of meat here. One piece of meat I'm giving on behalf of the Baal HaBos. Right? He doesn't have to come on to shlichus. He doesn't have to come on to shlichus. That's al tzvah shmo nefesh shahi. He says, listen, he doesn't know it's kachim. Nobody here knows it's kachim. Baal HaBos comes and he says, listen, I want you to serve my guests a piece of meat. The shliach comes and he says, okay, listen, one piece of meat I'm giving on behalf of the Baal HaBos. I'm working for him. He says, I should give a piece of meat. There's a piece of meat. Second piece of meat, I'm being generous. I'm giving you another piece of meat. That first piece of meat, irrelevant of what you hold in Kol HaTerekula, of Moisef Altas Baal Bayis, yeah or not, over here, all we need is that piece of meat is being served on behalf of the Baal HaBos. You don't have to come on to Chet Chet Metruma. So that's why our whole question was, what was the Gemara's answer in the Maskana? That the Shliach comes, he says, listen, one piece of meat I'm giving in honor of the Baal HaBos. He wanted you to get this piece of meat. Another piece of meat I'm giving you. We asked, what does that help? If the link of the Shlichus is broken, so to end the story, the Torah says we don't need the Shlichus. The piece of meat that's being given only on behalf of the Baal HaBos, you don't have to come on to Chet Chet Metruma. If we had to come on to Chet Chet Metruma, it wouldn't work. We don't have to come on to Chet Chet Metruma. That piece of meat that you're serving on behalf of the Baal HaBos, there's me'ilah because he created that me'ilah. He created that should be served mitzvah. Now, the piece of meat that you gave, that's your me'ilah. The piece of meat that they took b'shegig, that's their me'ilah. So the whole 3 miles. So really, it's two separate halachas that are being mischadish in the parash of me'ilah. One is manipulation, creation of me'ilah from Mamon Hekta Shechayev, the pasuk that the Rambam and the Rav bring down, right? That's one pasuk. And then, in the case where the shliach himself is the creator of the me'ilah, he was nizkar. So then, normally we would say ayish shliach l'dvar avera. Now the din chet chet metruma kicks in, and now there's me'ilah al ayish shliach l'dvar avera. And that's hakoloi motzono b'kolat erakula. Comes the Rambam, and the Rambam says that in the case by gneiva v'aveda. Let's first go to by gneiva v'aveda. By Gneva Vaveda, right, where you hide by Gneva Vaveda on Shabbos, it makes no difference. Because you don't have to come out to Yesh Lich of Vaveda. So it doesn't matter that it was Nitoisef and Isser Acher. Who cares that another Isser happened? It's irrelevant that another Isser happened. L'maisa, you facilitated a Maisa Shchita. And since you facilitated the Maisa Shchita, so the Shchita goes back to you. By the Oila, where the shliach now is going to become chayev, automatically the shliach has to become chayev because he's chayev for nen and me'ha'oila. So now already it has to go on to the shliach. Al zen nen zem is chayev because the zen nen of oila goes on to the shliach, and that's why the Rambam says once it's nitoisef and isser acher, so the link is broken. By gneiva v'aveda, we don't need any link. There is no link required. Okay.